How has your mental health been lately? Do you feel burdened or overwhelmed? What about your finances? Do you find yourself living from paycheck to paycheck and working more than one job? If so, I have a solution for you. Visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to view content focused on the importance of putting yourself first as the key to unwrapping wellness. Plus, discover potential part or full-time career opportunities available and connect with the best financial experts to meet your financial goals. Again, visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to connect and unwrap your wellness now.
Happy New Year, everyone. It feels so good saying that because it is a blessing. And this episode is going to be a blessing. I know up until now, all the episodes have been captivating to say the least, but this episode in particular is going to change lives. I just know it is. It's done so much for me already, and I know it's going to do a lot for you as well. So simply just listen to it. Seriously, like, this is the episode where you don't need any distractions. If you're somebody who, you know, actively listens and you love to have like a notepad next to you or a journal, this is one of those episodes you're going to need that notepad for. You're going to have this episode on repeat because it's just filled with so much life in it. And I've, you know, it's such a timely episode, you know, as we get ready to go into the new year, that I know now is the time for you to hear it and have your life change. So listen to it. And after you listen to it, don't just keep it for yourself. Share it with others. Send them a link to this episode. Let it grow. Don't let it just stop with you. Pay it forward to someone else. So enjoy, ingest it, and just listen. Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ebanks. I'm the host of Soul and Substance, the podcast. I'm also a journalist and a blogger, and I'm going to carry you through conversation where we're going to talk about those in-depth topics, those topics we're all afraid to talk about. I can guarantee you transparency, honesty, and pure realness because the perspectives come from my own, celebrities, locals, and you especially. Soul and Substance starts right now.
Charisse, girl, you back.
I am.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You guys, she is a woman to her word. She is back on the podcast 8 months later.
8 months. Time is just zooming by.
Isn't
I can't
it?
Believe it's been 8 months.
I know. Like, you know, this world, I mean, this year, so many things have been going on. And yet, you know, we're still here, which is a blessing in itself. But thank you again for coming back on the show. And we have lots and lots to talk about. Y'all, this is going to be a good one.
Okay, I'm excited. I'm here.
So let's get the giggles out because I have something to really talk about. It's okay. Been on my chest.
Okay.
Okay? You called me out on my birthday, and I don't know what was the reason for that.
So when I met you on your birthday, as you know, I had stated that, first of all, to backstory it, I was trying to get there, but then I was like, I don't know if I'll get there. But the spirit was like, no, you have to make sure you make it to Nicole's birthday celebration.
Okay.
And I felt like the spirit needed me to get there, so I put my boots on. And I made sure I went to your birthday party, not knowing that the spirit would be talking to me through me to you about what you needed to hear within that moment.
Wow. Can you just speak a little bit about, of course, you know, you sat down and like you said, you had this tugging, basically, because you weren't sure if you were going to come.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the plan was for you to show up to my birthday dinner. But something was pushing you to come here, and you believe that is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, definitely was the Spirit. Because it's that voice that I hear outside. You know, they say sometimes that it's your conscience. But you know, it's like a different voice that you're hearing that's really egging you to do something. Mm-hmm. And I have learned from past that if I don't listen to that voice, I'm going to be in some trouble.
Really?
Yeah. So I really made an intention of going and celebrating with you to, of course, celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
Because that's a special day. But also because I didn't even really know what I was going to be saying to you within that moment. I just knew I had to be there.
Okay. Because, and that's another thing. Like, so when you sat down and you just eventually, like, okay. So she doesn't just come out with it, you know, forthright, you guys. But after a while, she just starts talking and really speaking to, you know, there's other ladies there at the dinner. But she starts to really nitpick or zone in on things about me or things that just, and it's just coming out. And again, I never felt defended. I'm a sensitive person, I believe. And yet I never was offended by what she said. And so when you're talking to me, like, what, all of a sudden, like, where did you get this urge to just start talking to me in this way? Like, why, what was the need for you to tell me all these things, basically?
So I know that you've been doing your podcast. That's something that really has been a gift that you've been given, and you really want to utilize this platform to do your gift. And I've never directly told you this, but the Spirit has always told me that we are aligned, because a lot of what you are doing, you're intentional with trying to reach people, and I'm also intentional with trying to reach people as well in a different way. I'm more with, like, speaking, and you speaking, but through the journalism aspect. And I know that to move forward with a lot of what we want to do, that intentionality of what we want to do, which is to reach people, I know you have a lot on your plate in the future where you want to interview the stars, right?
We the small fry right now,
but she gonna get to the big fry.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But in my journey, because I've been really intentional with staying connected with the Spirit and letting the Spirit guide me with what I need to do within my journey, and I knew that there are certain things that has to be done in order for me to get to where I need to be, and that is being consistent with what I'm doing, you know, continuing to have that conversation with the Spirit.
Wow.
And even though I didn't tell you anything, you know, there'll be times where I'd be like, where's Nicole's episodes? Like,
okay,
what's happening? Because you have been super excited about your podcast and bringing out content, and you have a lot of listeners who are wanting to hear your content, and it's like, where you at, girl?
For 3 whole months. I know. And that in itself was just something that, like, I spoke about it before in a previous episode, that was unexpected. I didn't see that coming. However, I do regret, if I'm being honest, I do regret for going away, because that is just, I had built up to that point a momentum.
Yeah, you did. You definitely did.
You know?
Yeah.
And it just fell to the wayside, but I feel like I was in my head a lot.
Okay.
And that's also what made me say, like, I don't even know if this is something I'm going to continue with. So before I go on, though, how did you even get to this place where you were so connected with the Spirit that you wanted to actually listen? And what does it mean to also listen to the Spirit? Like, what is the Spirit?
Got you. So for me, I don't know what it is, but ever since I was young, I've always been really hyper-focused on hearing the Spirit. And that has to do with, of course, my background, my family. They're religious, they're Christian. And, you know, they've always taught me, like, you know, trust in God, trust in the Spirit, let the Spirit lead you, let the Spirit guide you.
Okay.
But what I've noticed is you have to have your own personal connection with the Spirit, right? And so as I continued on my life's journey, you know, I used to do a lot of devotionals, get in tune with the Word, and I used to just be in silence, like in the still. I used to just find, like, quiet moments, and I would just have conversations, right? Mm. And when I had conversations, I always felt like it wasn't with myself. It was like the spirit and I are having a conversation. So whenever I was in moments of like stress and I just felt like really overcome and overwhelmed, okay. I will talk. I'll be like, you know, God, give me the strength, help me. And then I'll hear a voice. It's okay. I got you. Move forward. And as I continue on my life's journey and as I'm getting older, I realize like that's the spirit. The spirit has been talking to me throughout my life. And so as I started other things, incorporating prayer and fast, that connection with the spirit got stronger.
Wow.
And I could give an example. Please where do. I was actually battling like that voice, you know, like, nah, I'm just do my own thing. So there was a time when I was in college, I actually was becoming an RA, and so I had my own room.
Okay.
And I went to the Family Dollar.
That's okay.
That's where we college folk go.
That's okay.
When we have okay. struggling coins.
Exactly. All
I
right.
went to the Family Dollar and I was like, oh man, I need to pick up a phone. I had a whole list of things that I needed to get. But for some reason, a phone was like one of the biggest things on my list, because to have your own room phone,
yeah,
like
where
you can get direct, right? Get direct calls. Like, I was super hyped.
Okay.
And I remember going in the dollar store and I saw this really good phone, reasonable mm-hmm. price, you know, and I picked it up and then I heard the spirit tell me, put it down.
What?
And I was like,
no, I need this phone.
I need this phone.
I'm trying to be hot stuff and the biggest RA there is. No, I'm getting this phone. What
are you talking about? Yeah. And I remember having like a whole debate in the store with the spirit. Like the Holy Spirit was talking to me and I was just debating the spirit.
So wait, pause. How does that debate look? Don't you look crazy? Like you're speaking to air, like what? That is crazy.
So no, it's not me talking to myself crazy in the store. It's just an internal like conversation okay. that I'm having back and forth. Okay. And I'm kind of like just stoic and like paused in the mm-hmm. moment and just having this conversation. Oh. And I got so tired of the convo. I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to just put this phone back and I'm going to just come back and get it another time, right? This is what I told the voice. And then as I step out, I head back to the dorm. One of my friends was like, oh, one of my other friends who was actually going to be leaving, she wasn't coming back the next semester. She had some stuff for me to come get. So I went up to her room and she had a bunch of stuff in her room and she was like, oh yeah, Cherise, by the way, I have some stuff outside in like containers, right? And I was like, okay, cool. And it was the stackable containers, the one that are like the drawers that you could put stuff in.
Okay.
And I kid you not, uh-huh. I opened the first drawer and in that first drawer was a phone.
No!
Yes.
Oh, someone else left their phone. That's what it
no,
is.
No, that was the phone that she had for me that I was supposed to get. And if I had bought the phone in Family Dollar, don't get me wrong, I don't know if Family Dollar you could return stuff thinking about it. Because they're a little different with their stuff.
They might be the bougie part. That's the part of the bougiest thing about them. So yeah, you probably may not have. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So I was like, wow, like that really was an eye-opener for me within that moment. Because it was like, I literally, like the spirit was literally telling me like, girl, I got you. You're good. You don't need this. And if I had ignored the spirit, yeah, I probably may have or may not have been able to return the phone. But to me, the biggest lesson there was, if I heed and obey, the reward will come.
Okay.
So that's something that stood out for me from since my earlier years. And as I continued on my life's path, I always like, Lord, show me my life's purpose. Show me my life's purpose. And that's a constant prayer that I've always had. Okay. And so because of that, I always stay in tune with the spirit. And the spirit really has been blessing me and guiding me along my way. So to segue back to even the conversation we had at your dinner.
Okay.
It was like, I saw that you were not doing what the spirit required of you. And within the time that I was like looking, the spirit didn't lead me to say anything, but the spirit wanted me to say something at that dinner.
Yeah.
So the timing was not before, but it was within that moment that it needed to happen.
So I'll say this, and it's funny that you bring that up because leading up to that dinner, I was in a dark place.
Wow. Okay.
Meaning,
turning 29, mm-hmm. I didn't want 29 to come. Really? Not saying I didn't want to live, but just the thought of turning 30 scares me. His has been scaring me since 27.
Wow, this is new news to me. Okay. So,
with that, I felt like I was in a place going up to my 29th birthday that I didn't want to celebrate it.
Okay.
I didn't want any reminder of it. So, wow. I even had a friend that was like, oh, girl, what you doing for your birthday? It was like, yeah, if I do anything, I just want to dress up and look cute. But even so, it was like, okay, my birthday, I was having anxiety just by the thought. Wow. And the reason was I just felt like I wasn't doing what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And if so, mm-hmm. it just seemed so unattainable. And I felt like any efforts that I was doing now were, girl, it's nothing's gonna happen.
Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is all a waste of time.
Yeah.
You know, and at that point too, that's when, you know, I just started really trying to get back into the podcast world. So it was like, okay, if I do this episode now, most likely I'm not going to do another one for a while. So that was my mindset.
Okay.
And I felt like, you know, I really wanted to do something crazy this year. Meaning that even though it sucks right now, in my opinion, mm-hmm. by 30, I needed a change.
Okay.
Because if not, I was going to do something that probably didn't fit who I was.
Okay.
So I wanted to, leading up to the dinner, funny enough, I had a friend. We were driving together, and she was like, what is something that you want for this new year, of your own personal new year? So immediately I told her, I want to have a crazy faith moment. I want to do something that is truly out of the ordinary, mm-hmm. and just taking that big risk, but mm-hmm. incorporating God into it.
Okay.
And that, again, I was open to anything, but I wanted that crazy faith thing. And at the time, I thought, like, and again, it could be it still, I thought that I had to actually move out of the state, move somewhere.
Got you something drastic.
Yeah, something really, really crazy. Really, really crazy. And that's what I told her with confidence.
Okay.
So leading to the dinner now, it's funny that you're revealing to me that although you had this tug to be here, you didn't know mm-hmm. what that was.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And yet I didn't know that mm-hmm. I was going to be spoken to mm-hmm. in such a loving way, to the point where God was truly giving me my crazy faith awakening. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, and so when you talk about alignment, mm-hmm. it's funny how God puts two and two together so eloquently. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you said that, you know, you were watching my post and there was no post for a while. You know, like, what's going on? But the Spirit never led you to inquire then.
Yeah.
And that's so beautiful that you're listening to the Spirit, because had you said something then, it would have been too premature.
Yeah, so it would have been too premature.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's amazing to me. And I'm very big on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the whole Soul and Substance, I talked about it, you know, last week's episode. That's my quest in life. Mm-hmm. And even Miss Sandy touched on it. Like, anything that you want in life, she would even pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's remarkable that even when I would pray and fast, it wasn't serious. I always thought fasting was the point where, for those of you who don't know, it's like in the Bible that Jesus prayed and fast
mm-hmm.
Up to like his resurrection day.
Yeah.
But fasting to me just meant like, if I can endure a period of not eating, then God was going to answer my prayers.
Yeah.
But when you broke it down that day and you had all of these things to show because of your obedience to God in that way, it was mm-hmm. just like, okay, I want to really try it.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to try it this way. So mm-hmm. having you on the podcast again, speaking about this, I just know that it's going to help others based off of your story. Like, if you can just share your example, and it's just so remarkable to me that, you know, the story of the bus.
Oh.
The story of the bus.
You want the bus story?
I do, because it just shows yet again. And I think we have two great examples as you talk about the family dollar and the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Us, now, our revelation now coming into my birthday dinner. And then the bus story, for those who don't know, it's like, Jesus is real, and we all have a purpose, and we have a calling, and, you know, it's just amazing how he just puts things into play to make you, to help you keep going in a world that's so uncertain. Or if you're like me and thinking like, okay, I have no hope, you know, my big dreams aren't going to come to fruition because I'm in no man's land, or I don't know anybody, or, you know, I don't have the resources.
So just to kind of go back a little before I go forward. So with the story of the bus, again, throughout my life, like I had stated, I have always been intentional about asking God to guide me towards my purpose. When I've spoken to him, I've specifically said, show me my life's purpose. That's always been my verbiage, because I am a big believer in you speak it, you speak life with your tongue, right? So if I want something, I need to speak it. So if I want the Spirit to show me something, I need to really speak it out loud and ask the Spirit. So there was a point in my life where I was, and this was in my earlier 20s, where I was like always like asking, like, Lord, show me my life's purpose. Show me my life's purpose. And one day, this is on my internship. I was coming from my internship. I got on a bus, and for those of you who are familiar with the bus system, whether you're in D.C., Maryland, wherever you at, you know those buses be booked.
It does.
They be filled.
Yes, I've been driving all my life.
Oh, you a driver?
Yes.
Well, excuse me.
Never touched the bus.
Us regular folk, struggle busing, who take the bus. It be hard. It be a hard knock life sometimes. And so the bus was packed. But, you know, eventually as you go through your stops, fortunately, people get off and you have more room to sit. You know, you're more comfortable.
It's not so busy.
Not so busy, not so filled up. And I remember in my head, I do not know why, but I was debating which side of the bus to sit on. Because so many people had cleared out. And I was like, should I sit on the left side or should I sit on the right side?
Also, you got choices on the bus.
Right, I got choices, right? I was like, dang, should I go left or right?
Just sit your tail down, but you being picky. Go ahead.
So I was like, okay, I decided on the right side of the bus. And I feel like that decision was in like purposeful. Like, even though I felt like it was just me choosing the right side was needed for me to sit on. And I just want to apologize. I may be hoarse a bit because I was partaking in some World Cup event.
And her team lost. And her team
and there was a lot of screaming and yelling within that process. So I'm a little hoarse.
So she ain't sick, y'all.
Viva la France. But so I end up on the right side of the bus. I'm sitting, and then all of a sudden, I notice a guy. If I were to see him come into this room right now, I would know exactly what he looked like, because his image never faded me. Bald-headed, brown-skinned guy. He had a bicycle. He stopped. The bus stopped. He got. He put his bicycle in the front of the bus and came on the bus. Now, for women on who are listening,
come on, we already know
who have partaken in the bus life. You know, when you're a young woman, there are some hecklers on the bus. Come you know, on. So we have to be smart. We either have our headphones with us, even though it might be playing anything.
We act like we, you know, on the phone or something. We occupied in some way.
Oh, so you know about the bus? You talk about the bus? I told you was a car driver. Like, what
you? So, I may not know that part, but I know what we don't want to be bothered by no man, okay? Let's just call a spade. We already know. We know our tricks regardless of where we at, y'all. So, I knew exactly what you were trying to do. Ladies, you know what she was doing. Okay.
Yeah. So, and in my head, I don't know why, I was like, I hope this man will come and sit in front of me, because unfortunately the seat directly in front of me was empty. Of course, what does he do? He sits in front of me.
Yeah, he's trying to holler, girl.
But the crazy thing is, he doesn't sit like regular folk, right? He sits turned to the side with his body stretched out. So I'm like, oh, snap. This man about to try to say something.
Right.
So now I'm even more like anxious, because I'm like, I don't want to say nothing to this dude. So I'm like chewing my gum, looking out the window, trying not to look forward. Hoping my headphones will save the day. Psych.
I love it.
So So then I hear him say something. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So he was like enjoying that gum. And I was like, oh my gosh, it has begun, Lord. Right. So I'm just trying to ignore for a bit. And then he was like enjoying that gum. And I was like, yeah, it seemed like you want something. You want some of the gum? I don't have any more gum. That was my like response. So I turned back to the window, looking out the window, saying, Lord, have mercy. I hope, you know, he gets off the bus soon or whatever could happen. Then this man says to me next, I'll never forget it, just like yesterday. He said, do you know your life's purpose?
What?
And remind you, as I had said initially, I was asking, like, really, like, begging, almost, like, on my knees, like, Lord, show me my purpose, show me my purpose, show me my purpose. This was, like, my vocal thing for, like, months and months and months. So when he said those specific words, he got my immediate attention. No longer was I seeing him as, like, the perv or the one who trying to, you know, holler or whatever. I was like, what? You know, I have been asking. Yeah, now I'm talking to him. Right. I've been asking God to show me my life's purpose. This is what I've been asking him. So he says, you want to know your life's purpose? And I was like, yes. He said, be fruitful. He had a Bible. I forgot to add that. He had a Bible in his hand. He went to the chapter in Genesis. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And he literally... When he said that, now I'm just going to give a little backstory because I have been someone who has been, you know, I feel like even though others are like, oh, you'll be a great mom and all of this stuff and touching my belly and blessing my belly throughout my life and then being an RA, a resident assistant in the dorms, you know, a lot they of young women. Yeah, they're like, oh, you'll be such a great mom. No. Okay, that's not where my head was. I want to be a even married mogul, flying, traveling, don't have to worry about no kids, child.
No babysitting, nothing. Yes, you wanted to be free out here.
Free as a bird. So when he said that, I was like, no, this dude did not just say, be fruitful and multiply, okay? And before I could literally debate him, he rung the bell. Got off that bus, got on that bike, and was gone.
Wow.
And that was it. So now I am left confused.
I'm
because,
sure.
You know, this is not a message I want to hear. Like, this was not what I foresaw for myself.
Exactly.
Right? And I was like, did I just get a word? This has to be a word because it was just the most bizarre thing.
Okay. And I want to say this because if I'm like the, you know, anyone who's listening, I would find that I would question it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have said that you have been basically saying this prayer over and over and over. God, show me my life's purpose. And here it is. You didn't have a t-shirt that said, I'm trying to find out my purpose. You know, there was nothing that preceded the event that the guy would know what to say. However, was there anything that, besides him just saying that and up and leaving, did you feel as though, like, could it possibly be something that he just read and he's playing a game with you? Or, like, what, like, anything that kind of questioned, like, was this something that was truly divine?
So, because the image and the thought never faded. Now, mind you, segue years forward. I'm still single. I'm still doing other things that are purposeful because, you know, as I went to school, I went back to school, got my master. I did a lot of things that God directed. And I told you about that master story. So that's a whole nother God directing me story there. But it never left the back of my mind.
Wow.
It never left me. It was such a highlighted event that because I know that it was intentional, the spirit will never let it die. Right?
Yeah.
It just always lingered. And even up until the point that I got married, my husband was like, you know, I want kids and stuff like that. And I was like, well, you and me, we're your family.
Right.
One, two of us. But I could not shake that situation that occurred years ago.
Okay.
And long story short, I basically had a conversation, you know, had another conversation with God. And I was like, this is your purpose. This is one of your purpose. And what I've come to realize is, throughout my journey of life, we have multiple purposes, right?
Oh, we do.
We do. Okay. We have multiple purposes. And this, even though I felt like it was this grandeur, like, this is the be-all to end-all of purposes, this is just one purpose. One purpose was for me to have a child, to extend my family, not just be my husband, myself, mm-hmm. but to have a child, to be fruitful, to multiply.
Yeah.
And so I have a son now.
Oh, Jensen!
I know. He's a firecracker. Aww. But even with having him, I see why I had to live in that purpose, because it's something that I never realized, and I've heard people say this before, but you don't know until you like in that experience. When you have a child, you see the world totally different. And a lot of where I'm going now in my life is because of having my son Jensen.
Okay.
Like, now in life, I see an even dire need for me to fulfill my purpose.
Oh.
The other purpose that is to come. So Jensen has opened, it's almost like a fire, like a light. Like, when I had him, it was like, now I'm not just living intentionally in my purpose for myself, but now once I fulfill that purpose, that I have other things that I need to do, this will bless my son.
Yeah. Ooh,
so it takes me now outside of the self, and now I am no longer focusing on just me and what I have to do, but I have to focus on the next generation.
Yeah.
What it is that's gonna pass down for the next.
Mm-hmm.
So I see where me not having Jensen would not give me that insight to be able to think of that, to
nor move the forward. Fire.
Yeah. It's that extra spark. And not to say you have to have a kid to have a fire and a spark. No, like, but everyone, for you, right.
Yeah.
For everyone, your purpose and journey and direction, God will continue to guide if that's what you believe. But for me, I see now why that needed to happen. Because even with what I'm doing now, like I told you, consistency is key, right? And we have to continue to live within what our purpose is and not compare ourselves to others. Which is very hard because we live in a very flashy world. Everyone is posting their reels. Everyone is posting their stories. Everyone, you see their likes. But we have to move those aside, those things aside, and focus within our area of our life alone and really zone in on doing what we are called to do. And with having Jensen, that has really focused me in on more of where I need to be going to continue to live in my purpose. And another crazy thing is, which is like, the Spirit is so clever and so, I tell you, God, oh my goodness.
So, yeah.
So on our birthday dinner, when I told you about the dream, and you were like, oh my goodness, the same dream on the bus, not the dream, what happened on the bus, I call it a dream, but it's what really happened, the reality, not the dream, of what happened on the bus, you, unknowingly, the Spirit spoke a word through you to me, because you said something, and that was like a light bulb. You were like, Charisse, what if be fruitful and multiply also means, because right now, based on where you're at, I see what you're doing. I see where you're at. Now this means you're being fruitful and helping others to multiply and do things and to help the community and do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that is my vision. And so it was so crazy when you kind of switched it from where it was to where it is within the conversation, because it was just like the Spirit solidifying, like, you're multiplier, you have your child. Now we're going to multiply the other purpose, which is to reach the community and to reach others so that they can be blessed and so that they will have the opportunity to do what they need to do for themselves and for their family. So I was like, oh my goodness.
Isn't
like
that, I love
oh my goodness.
I love it.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, I grew up, you know, in the church, you know, as a Christian, but there's something remarkable now having a relationship with God, you know. Take religion, you know, whatever you believe, but there's something about live that loving Christ or just following his way, mm-hmm. it's a great story when you allow him to do the writing.
Right.
And you just
speak on it.
You just follow him.
Speak on it, Nicole.
And so I'm very curious to see like how things develop. Like mm-hmm. I see so many great things coming your way, and seeing you, it pushes me to, you know, be a lot more intentional. Mm-hmm. So praying and fasting, I've been more, you know, secure in doing, and I feel mm-hmm. I know that God has showed me or has been telling me distinct things to do.
Amen to that.
And it's things that, you know, I can accomplish, but it's scary.
It's very scary.
It's scary. Mm-hmm. It's scary. So when you find out what your purpose is, mm-hmm. and when I say find it, allow God to show it to you, mm-hmm. Be prepared for what he tells you to do next.
Yep.
Yep. Because as you so put it, if you don't do it, just imagine how your life is going to be. And that could be different for everybody. You even said, like, you know something drastic is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I know for me, it's like, if I don't do these first two tasks that he's telling me to do, mm-hmm. I know I will continue to be lost. And not only, I don't think he'll be upset, but I feel as though there would be even more of a delay.
Yes, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, there's mm-hmm. always ways that God can truly... Things can always come to pass, and I know he'll always find another way. However, when we show that obedience, just mm-hmm. imagine the, you know, amount of blessings that mm-hmm. will come,
yeah.
you know, in terms of fulfilling your purpose. But speaking about, you know, being scared, you just seem like, you know, following your purpose has just been a breeze.
Yeah, no. Negative.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No, I have had my Jonah moments, you know, where I'm just like, I know, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, because, you know, first off, you didn't want to be here married and just doing your thing, jet setting, and that's fine. But yet, you know, you had your son, but like, mm-hmm. as you're continuing to learn more about your purpose and how in-depth it is, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that are scary to you about it?
I think the unknown, because a lot of times mm-hmm. within your purpose, even though you know exactly what you want God to give you, sometimes the unknown of how he's going to get you there is scary, right? Yeah. Now you have to rely on an entity, because let's be real, you know, God, we know he's there.
Right, but physically?
Physically, he's not, no, right? Girl. So it's not like I could hold his hand physically and he like takes me along the journey. I'm like, girl... You watch out for that hole right there. Duxury. Like, no, I'm not going to get any of that, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. that's the scary part about it. It's like, and I want to make this very clear.
Okay.
When God leads you, it doesn't mean that your path is going to be smooth, hunky-dory. Oh. I don't even know if they say hunky-dory anymore, but I'm going to use hunky-dory. Okay? It's going to be crazy. There's going to be a lot of ziggy-zaggies that are going to happen, because we have to remember that in life, we are dealing with two forces. We have God, and then we have the devil, right?
Yeah.
And he sees when you continue to trust in God. He sees when
he
you
can throw things.
Right? He sees when you're intentional. He sees when you're moving in your purpose. And that's scary, because when you think about where someone could be in their ultimate Ooh. Purpose that God has directed them, how many lives they can touch, how many things they can change. The devil don't want that.
No. No,
you
know,
like, oh heck no!
I'm I gotta about mess to put, this up.
I'm gonna put this person to block, try to block you.
And that's why I feel like whenever our blessing, our moment mm-hmm. is about to come,
yeah.
things always
happen.
Come right before to mess it up, and always. That is who we know it is.
Yeah,
and it's just unbelievable to me. But speaking on that, I will say this. The first successful, quote-unquote successful prayer and fasting moment that I've had recently, you know, I was just, God giving my assignments, I'm feeling myself, he's just giving mm-hmm. more confirmation, one after the other. The next day I go to work, I'm still on my high, I'm okay. feeling it, you know, I'm mm-hmm. like, God, let's get it, let's do it, I'm ready. So, you know, I work, you know, in phlebotomy, and that day, it just started like a domino effect. Mm-hmm. I couldn't draw people. I couldn't draw even the best of veins in people. Like, there was always something. Like, I missed them, or the, you know, the blood, the vein would collapse. I'd have to restick them again. And it was a domino effect. And not only that, Wednesday was a Wednesday. It happened Thursday. Mm. It happened Friday. The next week, it happened again. Every single day, there was something. Even at work, my relationship with my coworkers, they were getting on my nerves. Like, literally, to the point where it was stressful going to work the next day, knowing that I was going, started to get more and more intense. Mm-hmm. And I, for the life of me, even today, it still continues. I don't know why that's happening.
Right.
And I feel like that's the devil putting something in my path to say, haha, here it is, you professing to some man, or, you know, to God that, here it, you know, telling you to do certain things, you're not gonna be able to make it. Here it is, you can't even draw blood. You know what I mean? And you can't deal with other people around you. You're not gonna make it. Or I want you to, you know, basically, if you, you know, if you follow him, just imagine how things are gonna get worse. Or, you know, the flip side, when you trust God, like you said, I feel like he even does things to help you grow, of course.
Yeah.
And so maybe this is the opportunity for me to, you know, find out my strength.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That too. But it's not going to be easy. And so you're dealing with two forces. One that is truly there for you, who loves you and wants only the best for you, with someone, versus someone who, you know, wants to see you falter at any given moment, and wants you to curse God at any given moment as well. And so it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, as much as, you know, we would love to physically hold God's hand, as you so put it, and just go through life, it's not going to be that way.
Yeah, and I think going back to the fear, that's where the fear comes in, because you don't know what's to come.
Exactly.
You know that there is going to be a great moment. You just may not even fully know when. So the time frame, you're not really maybe 100% sure.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. And then everyday life happens, right?
Yeah.
So it's so many factors that come in with the fate, having that fate, because the fear sometimes wants to creep in and overshadow that fate, because you don't really know for sure the end result. So that's why I always try to be intentional with acknowledging the fear. Because I feel like as humans, we get so used to being like, okay, fear, you stay over there. I'm going to just try to keep pressing forward. I'm going to ignore you. No, I'm not scared.
No.
I am. I'm a grown woman. I'm not scared.
Faking it. Yep. You're right.
Just like a kid who said, you know, claim they're not afraid of the dark, but they really want that nightlight.
Exactly.
Like, it's the same thing. Like, what I have learned is talking to the fear, acknowledging the fear, and speaking to the spirit to help me overcome that fear through my faith.
Okay.
So I would be like, you know what, Lord, I am really scared right now, because I do not know if I am doing things in the right steps for me to get where I need to go. Lord, I am really scared right now. I don't know if I'm going to meet or reach the people that I'm supposed to with doing this. Or, Lord, I'm really scared right now. I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Yep, that's a real one.
Like, even with me, like, the spirit was just always wrestling, even with the present now. Wrestling for me to do stuff. Get a website. I don't know how to do a, how do I get a website? I'ma show you. Just get a website. Like, we have to let the spirit know. I'm like, spirit, I don't know how to do it. Can you show me what to do? Like, I have the faith and trust that you will guide me to know what to do. And ever since I keep doing that, like saying, hey, this is my fear, help me overcome it.
Yeah.
Through the faith, I have faith and believe, even though I can't see it will be done. Help show me so I can move forward.
Mm.
And that's what I have been constantly doing. This is my fear. Please, it's the human in me. I'm still afraid. Help me to get keeping the faith so I can move forward.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're human.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make mistakes. We're going to need the help. But we need to really be okay with admitting that we need the help.
Yeah.
Not just say, hey, I want this for my life and let the Lord lead you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also within whatever you're asking for, be like, I'm so scared. I don't know what this looks like, even though I can sense the spirit is directing me to move forward. Mm-hmm. Same with you. You know, you say you have two things that you have to definitely complete in order to move forward with the next steps with what you're doing with your intentional prayer and fasting. You know that if you don't do those two things, then that's going to be a problem.
Right.
And you're going to probably delay and set yourself back.
Exactly.
So even within that, if you have a fear, you may not have been meeting whatever deadline or goal that you set for yourself to complete it. Let the spirit know, hey, I need your help. Like, this is a big thing for me and I'm getting a bit overwhelmed. And the spirit will really help give you more insight to help push you forward.
Okay.
So I just want to always leave that because, you know, a lot of us, we are so used to just kind of, even though we're praying, we're still relying on ourselves.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
we're praying, but we're relying on ourselves throughout the process.
And someone else recently brought that up and was like, you know, they got their answer and like, okay, God, thanks. Like, okay, I got it from here. And then when they start to, oh, wait, I don't know what to do. Hey, what's up? I'm back. So what do I do now? Okay, got it, thanks. And then that cycle continues. But when you constantly mm-hmm. are in communication with him, and I love, and I never thought about this, I never knew this, that also bring your emotions to God, your
bring
fears,
it.
Your mm-hmm. Anxiety,
yep.
your
bring
anger,
it to him.
Your frustration mm-hmm. to him, and allow him to speak to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Like, why are we just going to get an answer and just, okay, I got it, pack
yeah.
your bags and you leave.
You leave, you're gone.
He gave you an answer, however, he knows the way to do
yeah.
it.
He has the tools.
Yeah, he has the tools.
That's like
resources.
Trying to build a house. He tell you, yeah, you need a house. And then like, okay, see you later. You don't got no tools to build a house. You don't got no blueprint to build a house, but you're on your way. Like,
exactly.
No.
Like, no, that don't work like that. And yet, to us, that makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's like we always have to constantly be in communication with God. You know, mm-hmm. prayer changes things. I know my mom used to always say that growing up, and I didn't realize how important that was until now.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing.
Yeah. For you.
It
definitely.
Is. It is. And you too. Like, really and truly, like, I just see big. It's funny how our friendship came to be.
I know.
You know what I
yeah,
mean? Like,
yeah.
I would have never thought. Like, I knew that we would always be friends.
Yeah.
However, I didn't think that this was a part of our story. And that's why I say, like, God has a funny way of writing our stories if we allow him to write it.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because here it is. This is just only the beginning. And I believe that wholeheartedly. That, you know, no matter what happens, life's like, we are always going to be connected.
Yes.
Again, you know why.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. And I don't want to know until it's God leads you to. But I don't know. Like, it's just, it's amazing. And this is one thing that I definitely want out of today's episode is that anyone who's listening to this, go and find your purpose.
Yeah.
But find it with God in the picture.
Yes. Amen to that.
Because, like, for the longest time, and it's funny, I told this to my brother yesterday. For the longest time, I felt like I was lost.
Mm.
I didn't know what I was going to do in this
Got
world.
You.
I didn't know what impact. But as a child, I always knew it was going to be something big.
Yes.
I always knew that. But I feel why I was always, quote unquote, lost is because I didn't want to accept reality.
Mm.
I didn't want to accept the reality that it was something that was out of the norm.
Got you.
It wasn't the traditional route.
Yeah.
It was something that would truly step me out of my comfort zone. And I come from a very traditional base family and, you know, in terms of like career, what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Speak on the island life.
Girl. The whole nurse, like, they would have beat the nurse into me. All of that. They would have definitely did if they had the chance. But there's something even so about, even like the fact that I'm following God, there are people who are going to question you.
Yeah, definitely.
Even people who, you know, claim to know that they mm-hmm. know Jesus and they love him, you know, not judging them. However, God gave you a vision
mm-hmm.
for you
yeah.
to only see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was only for a reason. And you have to stay close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets hard, you have to just remember that, yo, you know, respectfully, quiet out the noise
mm-hmm.
and just continue to focus. Because there will
yeah.
be people who are going to deter you.
Yeah, they are. They are going to deter you. Yeah, definitely. And they're going to make you want to have to question, like, why do I have to prove to you why the spirit is telling me to do something?
Right.
Like, that is the most backwardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit is the one that's leading. I have no requirement to now convince you of what the spirit convinced me to do for my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we each have our own destiny, and the spirit speaks to us differently based on how actively we're interacting with the word and praying and fasting and doing all these things. Your level of where I'm at may not even be the same. So why now am I going to let you challenge what the spirit is leading for me? And one other thing that I'm always going to leave, when you do not follow the spirit, it is always going to be to the detriment of yourself.
Wow.
You are always going to regret it, whether it be tomorrow, whether it be 2 weeks, a year from now. When you look back, whenever the spirit was directing you to do something and you chose the other way because of influence, someone telling you, no, you shouldn't do, or whether your fears overcame over your faith, whatever the scenario, you will regret it. And that's why my faith has grown so much throughout the years, because I've always been able to have moments in the past where I could look back and be like, dang, if I had only listened to the spirit,
yeah,
I would have been probably even 10 steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But because I chose to live in the fear and just stay within where I'm at, the comfortability. And that's another thing we need to remember. When you're going to get into your purpose, you're not going to be comfortable.
Ooh.
Comfortable is out the window. Out through the window. It's gone. It's gone. It's far. It's gone. Okay? You ain't gonna be comfortable no more. So you better get ready. Don't be trying to say your prayers and ask for your purpose and you wanna be sitting down in the same seat, talking to the same people, having the same lunch at the same time. Ooh. All that is out the window. Okay? So, you know, just, you gotta be ready. You gotta, if you're asking for big things, you gotta start moving.
You have to. And let me tell you, if, even when you say, okay, when you pray that prayer and you ask, you know, God to do the big stuff,
mm-hmm.
even if you're not ready, he gonna get into action. I like to say, I like to equate this, my own experience, to take a perfectly set table,
mm-hmm.
dinner table, whatever. Okay. You know, you got your knives, your plates, your forks, napkins neatly pressed, and God will literally put both hands, or even one hand, he's strong like that, and just flip the table over.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And start to change things in your life, mm-hmm. and start to do things. Because okay. I feel as though that's what he's been doing to me, and I'm very uncomfortable, and I'm not happy, but... I take the happy part back. But even in the midst of that, I have a chip on my shoulder. Because as much as, you know, the naysayers are like, things are getting hard at work, I'm like, I ain't going to be here for long. Sis going places. God got a plan for me. So do what y'all want to do. But understand, this face you're going to see on TV screens, you know, you're going to hear my voice.
Well, let's speak on it.
Okay. Okay. You're not going to hear about... Sis just being a phlebotomist now, okay? I'm going to be a household name in a positive way. So I want to ask you this before we go. What would you say to somebody who doesn't have, you know, a faith-based background?
Got you.
How would you tell them to get into this space of purpose?
Got you. I would say mindfulness, like focus, be in the present of your thoughts, because a lot of times with the world we got so chaotic and so busy, and that we don't really center and be present with our thoughts, get rid of all the distractions, and really be intentional and focusing on what you want. Affirmation, speak it. I'm big on speaking life to things. So if this is, you're in a moment, you're focused and you want whatever it is, speak it. Say, I am going to be, just like I'm going to be at the back of the bus, literally, because Nicole going to be so booked and busy with all her interviews that she'll be doing with the stars.
Hey. Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Michelle Obama.
So be intentional with really affirming, like, this is what I want. Speak it. Have a vision board.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe in vision boards, because when you see something and you, it like kind of like reaffirms it more and more as well. So have a vision. I have stuff on my phone that I check periodically. I go and I check it and I'm like, okay, yeah, this is what I want. This is where I'm going. This is what's going to happen. Girl. So have that vision board, speak affirmation. And lastly, make sure you are around people who have the same mindset.
Talk about it. Yes.
You cannot be trying to move forward with anything dynamic, whatever Thank that you. Thing is, and you're still with people who have the simple thinking, right?
Come on.
You have to be with people who are thinking as big as you.
Yes.
I'm not saying you have to wipe your circle out, because, you know, we have people who may not be where we are in our thinking, but they're still valuable to us in different ways. But I'm saying you need to hop on some new friends who have that similar thinking.
Thank you.
Because they will be the innovators, too, to help guide you. They will be the one who will give you insight, too.
Yeah.
And help you propel as well. So, you know, affirmations, mindfulness, stay in the moment, be present, really focusing on what you want. Have a vision board and be with like-minded people. That's going to be my takeaway for you.
Y'all heard her, and when she talked, she gave me a homework assignment. We had a recent conversation, and y'all can't know what we talked about then, because that's only for my piece. But she gave me a homework assignment about, you know, writing everything that I wanted, all my dreams down, and it was very, very fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you gave me a list of about like 5 to 10.
Yeah, 5 to 10.
And I went beyond that, and I think when you allow yourself to be free mm-hmm. with your dreams, that will even propel you, to motivate you to say, okay, I'm gonna live in my purpose more. And writing things down, it comes to fruition.
Yeah, it does. And then you can look back and be like, man, oh my goodness, I remember when I wrote this down a year ago, and look at where I'm at.
And here it is, our new year, you know, our last episode of the year. And I can guarantee you, mm-hmm. the beginning of this year, I wrote down a list of goals that I had this year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can honestly say at least 2 of those things have come to fruition this year.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, y'all, there's power in writing things down.
Yes, there is.
And there's power in living in your purpose if God is
I'm
in the
all
picture.
About purpose.
Girl!
One more thing.
Go ahead.
I'm so much about purpose. My name on Facebook, when they used to have those, like, little name tags that you could add on to Facebook. I don't know if you remember. Uh-huh. Mine was Shuri's Purpose Driven Walkout.
Hey!
Okay. So I'm so much about purpose.
Had it in my name. But you see how much it has followed you even today?
Yes.
There's power writing things down. Sharice, it is a pleasure, my dear. Okay? Yo, I'm telling you, it was going to be a treat. I know y'all love this one. It's going to be on replay. I believe it. And this episode is going to change lives.
Yes. Amen.
Not only ours. I'm telling you, please, Sharice Walcott Cuffey, that's a name that you're going to hear more than 2 times already. She's been
3, give it 4, give it 5.
Hey. Let's get it. Y'all remember this pretty face. Thank you so much, girl.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
Now I can have her all to myself again for now. We'll be right back.
Your takeaways from today's episode. How are you going to live in your life's purpose? I want you to take time and reply in the comment section now. Let us know. Give us feedback. What are you going to do for the new year to live in your purpose? Love you lots.
I love you and I mean it. Peace.
Bye.
Soul and Substance was produced by Nicole Ebanks. The Soul and Substance theme song was produced by Lawrence Ebanks. If you would like to ask for advice or leave comments, send an email to soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. For blog posts, visit soulandsub.wordpress.com and follow us on Instagram at soul.n.substance. That's soul.n.substance.